This is Jeff Alpin, Big Game Hunter. Welcome to Job Search Radio.
Are you looking for a new job or interested in leveling up? Job Search Radio is your go-to resource for insider tips on job hunting and growing your career. Here's your host, Jeff Altman.
Welcome to Job Search Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. This is episode 340, and on Monday I did a show for executives, and this is one more for the recent grad crowd that asked the question, should I go back to school to get another degree? Hope you find this helpful. Hope you give it 5 stars on iTunes or Stitcher. It does help other people find the show. And I just want to say that if you're more experienced than this show, tomorrow's will be different and deal with a different demographic and a different type of experience. Job Search Radio for 2017 deals with everything other than interviewing. My other show, No BS Job Search Advice Radio, deals with interviewing, answering tough interview questions, things along those lines. This show, Job Search Radio, has the second most episodes in iTunes for job search. No BS Job Search Advice has almost 800 episodes and is a winner. So I hope you find this helpful, and let's get going. I am getting a BSBA with a specialization in information systems technology with the goal of working in the tech sector. Should I specialize in finance as well? Would it add a great deal of value? And there's a little note beneath the question. My goal of working in finance after graduation has changed. So I'm going to assume that the goal of working in finance has disappeared, that the person's become interested in working in tech much more than in finance. So what I'll simply say is, no, don't go for the additional major. It's completely irrelevant for your goals. Now, if finance happens to be something that really interests you, do it. But I think there's a point where you hit overload and overkill. And the idea of getting an education in things that are secondary, tertiary, unimportant to you becomes unnecessary. Get to work on preparing yourself for your career after graduation. Work on getting some great internships. And part of that is with the idea of testing out your beliefs about working in technology. So often, students have fantasy ideas of what it's really like to work in particular fields. And it's better off to use your internship to explore your notions and to see whether or not this could be something that would really make sense for you. So, again, to answer succinctly, if your goal is not to work in finance, don't bother. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here's a few ways that you can connect with me. The first one is if you're interested in one-on-one coaching, email me at jeffalpin@thebiggamehunter.us. And in the subject line, put the word coaching there. Coaching. And I'll get back to you. We'll set up a time for a preliminary conversation. My work is geared to those at a manager level and above, so take that into consideration. I haven't made exceptions for others, though. Next, if you're not at a manager level or above, the best way is through JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, where I've curated information from around the web that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find work more quickly. Plus, I take questions from people as part of your membership at the site. Again, that's JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. If you only want to ask me questions, email me and make payment to TheBigGameHunter@gmail.com. You make the payment through PayPal to that address, TheBigGameHunter@gmail.com, and then forward the question to me. I'll donate a portion of that to charity, and thus you're helping others as well. Last things I want to mention, if we're not connected on LinkedIn, send a connection request to me at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. And like me on Facebook. You can like the shows on Facebook. That's Job Search Radio on Facebook. And in addition, you can like Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter. Give me 5 stars on both. Leave a great comment. It helps other people discover the show. See you tomorrow.
If you would like to have Jeff give you advice about your job search, you'll love JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. This site has all of Jeff's books and guides to job hunting available free. The ability to have Jeff answer your questions, plus podcasts and videos that'll help you with all the different parts of a job search, including writing a winning resume and cover letter, great answers to interview questions, how to negotiate effectively, whether you want an easy way or want to get tough, plus a community of people like you who you can get advice from. The site again is JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. That's JobSearchCoachingHQ.com.